Imagine a domesticated salmon raised on land and eating plants. Depending on your point of view, it's a nightmare or a dream on the edge of becoming true. APRN contributor Johanna Urich reports on research discussed this week at the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting in Boston.
Turning salmon into vegetarians is harder than growing them in freshwater tanks on land. Stephen Sommerfeld works for the Conservation Fund Freshwater Institute, which is already marketing systems to do the job. With $30 million and 5 acres, each of his customers are installing systems that can raise 3,600 tons of salmon that get to market 9 months faster than the net pen-reared Atlantic salmon.
That's because we have the ideal water temperature and the ideal water quality for the fish year-round.
The tanks can be built anywhere near where fish are bought. Their designers say the tanks recycle most of their water and the waste can be used as fertilizer. By operating on land, the risk of disease outbreaks spreading to wild stocks is eliminated. The two are not likely to meet outside of a taste test. Weaning salmon from eating other fish is a bigger challenge than designing a closed system, but the research is moving ahead rapidly. Margaret Overland with the Norwegian University of Life Sciences points to commercial fish feeds used in Norway, the world's largest producer of farmed salmon, that already have as little as 10% fish meal. Her team successfully uses microbes, microalgae, and yeast to substitute for the remaining fish meal. The scientists say it's neither the fish nor the animal plankton that make omega-3 fatty oils. They are actually produced by microalgae. Overland isn't stopping there. She's trying to feed salmon spruce trees or sawdust.
That's an interesting concept, and the technology allows us to do this. I think the future fish feed will be more and more based on materials that don't compete directly with human foods, and this is where the microbial ingredients do come in.
Researchers like Overland have set themselves the task of doubling the world's food supply in the next few decades. Jeff Silverstein with the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that will require growing food in the ocean as well as land. He says to meet the challenge of feeding the world, we need to get beyond the parochial battles over wild versus farmed fish and develop the technology to produce protein with the minimum impact on the environment.
Every system of sustainable intensification is going to need to be explored.
Fish protein is the most efficient animal protein on the planet, and raising them is more efficient than chasing after them in the wild. But what about the taste?
They grow so well and so fast that they're depositing a lot of fat marbling in the fillets. It's a fresher product.
Having said that, Stephen Sommerfeld, who sells fish farms, also admits that he still comes up to Alaska to catch wild salmon. I'm Johanna Urich.